everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here this evening to do some more healings. So again, just sit back and relax. I'd like you all, if you would, to bring the light being up on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing. Scroll down a little ways, about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see her come up on your screen. And we're going to energize her right now. This will be three light beings coming into your room. And here they come. So they're going to be increased now. And again, just kind of watch the picture change. It'll change within the next probably 30 seconds or so. There we go. There we go. Coming in. And more here. Go. Okay, so we'll just start the show, sit back and relax, and experience the light being here. And I'll see you back in a couple minutes here. Again, request healing and guidance. And try dropping into your heart like we do on most of the shows right now. Think of an elevator, 10th floor is your head, your awakening consciousness, first floor is your heart. And just drop yourself down and just see how this works for you. Entity releasing for everybody. So let's talk about the light ship first, I guess. The light ship comes here once every 2,000 years. This is creation energy itself. It's not energy from the God plane that churches talk about. And this is pure source energy. And it's here to do the ascension for all those who are willing to participate in this event with their bodies. And we'll first release entities out of everybody. This way, you should feel a little more present in your body with your spirit, and we'll bring your spirit back in after we give her some entities. So this is a normal process on this show here. Here we go. And they're being released from your feet, coming up to your shoulders, going to the top of your head, and just kind of take note, see if you can feel them. Hopefully you are able to go into your heart yourself this time. with the mind-to-heart drop, surrendering that mental body into your heart center. This is where your guidance is here. So here we go. Taking away more entities from you. You might feel your body tingle, might change a little bit, might have a more heightened awakening of consciousness during this process here. There we go. And now we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. So remember, your spirit has to come back healed. So it's out there somewhere in the universe floating around to the left because of trauma, and now we have to bring it back to you healed so it'll come back into your body to help you. You don't want to bring back a wounded spirit. So here we go, coming back into your body with your spirit. I'll count to 10, and it knows how to come into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel a little more connected to yourself. And next we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center. Move that around a little bit here. There we go. And go to your throat chakra. And third eye. And dropping down now below your heart, your power center. Chakra number 3. Second chakra, number 2. Below your navel, and number 1, this is the base of your tailbone here. There we go, we'll do an opening for everybody. Heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to command the energy. We'll go body width for everybody. So, heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And power chakra, spin, 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 spin. People have problems there. Spin, 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 spin. Okay, some of you have reverse power chakras. Gonna reposition those now. There we go. Good. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And I will do the mind-to-heart drop for those that maybe tuned into the show a little bit late or just need a little more assistance. We'll do this for you now. So again, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And we're going to be dropping down. Just like an elevator, I'll do it really slow at first so you can actually feel the energy move in your body. It's quite something when you feel this. And remember, your mental body has to surrender to your heart. It doesn't want to surrender normally because it wants to stay in control. This you can call your ego self. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and just stay there in your heart center, and we'll have you experience this here. And again, connect with your spirit and have this wonderful experience here. Thank you. going to go to the light ship now and do some healing. And we'll answer some questions. So what we're going to first do, if you have any pain in your body, we're going to do this process right now. I'm working with people lately who've had problems with their teeth. So we're going to go to some special rooms now. We're going to have the light ship come to help you right now. This we normally do on Saturdays, but we'll do it tonight on the show here. So this will not work on the archive. So we're going to go to the light ship instantaneously here. We're going to go to the pain release room. And if you have any concerns with pain in your body, request healing right now. For those of you who are brand new, you're out of time. You're on the light ship. The light beings are working with you. And this is what they're doing right now. So again, just sit back and relax. And ask them to help you. Remember, your healings will take place according to your request that you make. So it's very important to keep requesting for healing, maybe every 30 seconds or so. So here we go. We're in the pain release room. And we're going to go into a room where they work with our jaws. They can help with TMJ right now. So again, request if you have a problem with your jaw, maybe something is improper with that. So request healing. We're going into another room. And this room is where they're going to start to work with your nerves to numb some of your nerves out if you have problems somewhere in your body. Like I said, we have people that have been working with problems with their teeth, so you're probably feeling a nerve problem, so we're requesting healing now for that. So what we're going to do is bring in a male team of doctors into the room, and they'll come in through the light beam here, and here they come. And I'll just increase the energy here with the word stronger. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So you have any type of pain in your body or problems with nerves, request healing right now. I'll put some music on for everyone and just enjoy this wonderful experience here with these male light beam doctors working with you tonight. be on the light ship for a little bit longer here. And just request a healing right now. We're going to go into the room where the dolphins are. It's a large swimming pool. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. So again, request your healing. And one of the questions, I think, on here by a person named Joan of Arc was asking about working with drug addictions. Maybe people working with them, how to maybe help yourself with that process. Well, typically that would be entities in these people. The first thing to do is look at their eyes. If their eyes are glossed over, then they're not home. So you're not going to have any real help probably with them as far as helping them if their eyes are glossed over. That's entities. So remember, entities can change just like the wind does. It, you know, ones will come in and leave, and it could be very exhausting for someone attempting to help people who are unable to help themselves with entities. So what all you could do for your own protection would be to have more of your spirit with you, and just not connect to them, don't relate to them too much, because once you open your heart up to these people and your heart opens up, then they can probably give you like a psychic attack and the entities can pop into you. So I don't have anything really positive to say. I get a lot of people asking me about healing with drug-addicted people, and I say if they're not willing to get off of the drugs consciously or whatever, being addicts, and they're not going to hang out with other people around them, it's impossible to have anybody get any help with these people at all, because the entities just take them over instantly. So they have to be able to be cleaned up. And at that point, if they don't have friends that take drugs, and you might have a chance once all the entities are kicked out of the people and their spirits returns. If they've done brain damage in the process of taking drugs, then that's even worse. So, remember, they cause this themselves, and it's unfortunate, but this is just the way life is here. So, that's about all that I can do to maybe clarify some information for you. Entities are a real negative thing on this planet, and they come into people all the time, and they change personalities, and that's just the way it is here. What we'll do is do another clearing here. We're going to bring in the... had a request for the three M's, so that's Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron. I'm going to come back from the light ship right now, and we're coming down, and now we're here. So you may have felt the energy shift in your body, and here comes these three archangels. So they're coming in through the light beam on your monitor screen, and here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, request your healing and guidance from these three beautiful archangels, because they're here to help you. And they only come to you in your heart. If you hear them talking to you inside of your head, then you're dealing with an entity coming in the name of those divine beings. request to bring in Archangel Gabriel. So here we go. Stronger. Coming into the light beam. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Have a question here on the fast chat. It says, is watching porn materials attract bad spirits around someone? Well, basically, just to kind of change the energy in that slightly, whatever you do, there's entities around you wanting to experience that, okay? Whether you go out and you have a cup of coffee, whether you smoke a cigarette, you have a beer, you go fishing, you drive your car. So these entities are all around you that want to experience life through your body. Okay, so by saying that, your only protection that you have is to be in your body with your own spirit, so these things cannot come into you. It's like having a glass of water. If it's empty, then what's going to come in? Hopefully your spirit will, but if it's not there, like if you meditate a lot and you go out of your body, or you have a problem, then at that point, entities will definitely come into you. When they come in, then they want to have that experience that you're, living. And so this is why you want to always be more fully in your body with your own spirit. This is the main reason for that here. So it doesn't have to be a negative experience. You could love collecting rocks at the beach or seashells, okay? And so all of a sudden, by just doing that, you have entities around you that love to do that initially, and they could be 1,000 years old. And so they're going to come into you and help you pick out the best ones that they want to get. And like I said, your only protection is to be in your body fully with your own spirit, so they don't come into you and have that life experience through your body. And then that's how you pick up addictions and different things. So this is the main problem that we have on the earth plane here is entities, one of the main ones. So the other one is our space brothers coming in. And I will comment on that here. Unfortunately, because we're approaching 8808 here, Mount Shasta now has this tons of ships here. It's unbelievable. They haven't been here for a long time. I mean, I'm talking about years. And so whoever's coming here to do presentations, possibly at 8808, or groups like to come to the mountain here, they think it's a special time, and they're opening up these vortexes, using their spirit energy to do this. And because the mountain is so high in frequency, as far as energy, what's going to happen is it will people will like to come here to do that. So it's very, very bad. It's about the worst thing that you could ever do. And like I said, check out that new movie, The Mist, and it will show you what can be brought in here. They showed you an extraterrestrial life form that, in a sense, eats people. And that's just what they portray that's physical. Just think what they're bringing in that's non-physical, that you can't see. So opening up vortexes, portals, stargates, all this stuff. normally what happens is entities come into the body, people's implants go off, and they choose to do this because they think they're doing some type of holy thing for the planet here, and they're on this mission to help the Earth spirit, and they want to bring in love energy, and all they're doing is harming everybody and everything on this planet, including the Earth spirit, by doing these special healings that they're doing. So, and most people are spiritually dead and unconscious, but they're being run by entities, and you know they want to bring in more of this stuff here. So, unfortunately, don't do anything on 8808. You might just sit in your house and you know, relax and try to protect yourself. Call your spirit back to you. Keep it in your body so that you're not attracting these negative energies from the extraterrestrials that will be coming in on that day. It's going to be a very, very big day for that. So, you know, ward yourself off from this stuff. And let's see here. We're going to do another type of clearing here. We'll bring in some oxygen. Here it comes. There's oxygen number 18. This is for healing. It'll come in again through the light beam on your monitor screen. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, again, request your healing. And request here on the fast chat, where do you find the movies? They're on DVD right now. It's a new release, The Mist, M-I-S-T. It's also on YouTube, I think, in maybe a dozen segments. You can get that free. That's what Kyle mentioned here. The other good movie to watch is, like I've been talking about, is 10,000 B.C. And that should be on DVD now also. That'll show you the God play energy that's here and the extraterrestrials that have come here to cause us physical harm in duality to actually rule us, that people pray to in every church they go into. Remember, your own divinity, the source energy that you're looking for is with you. It has never left you. It's always with you. Don't go outside of yourself and look for it because you're not going to find it ever. It's always with you. Oxygen number 47. I want to exhale a couple times, take a deep breath, and here it comes. Another oxygen, this is number 7. bring in some peace energy right now, the light being here. And here it comes, so just increase it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll bring in some compassion along with it right now. And sit back and relax. Stay in your heart center. And request your healing. Bring in the energy of Princess Diana. She was here with the Mission for Humanity for Compassion. She also was in Jesus 2,000 years ago in his body. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. drop you down more into your heart. So here we go, like the elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, just stay in your heart. Very, very important. In the song of Van Halen, love walks in, contact is all it takes, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. And remember, it's up to you to connect to your own divinity inside of yourself. So hopefully you're having that wonderful experience right now. Just stay peaceful, stay calm, and stay in your heart. Yeah, the spirit of Princess Diana was in Jesus doing the humanitarian mission on the earth plane here. And she reincarnated again as Princess Diana, the spirit of her, to do the same mission over again 2,000 years later. Thank you. bring in another energy here. A lot of people kind of feel despair in their life, so we're going to bring in the energy of hope. These are all from the light ship. These are different frequencies, different vibrations, and they're pure essence energy. So here comes the energy of hope, and it's going to come into you. Again, just request healing and allow the energy to resonate in your heart center. Bring in your baby energy now. This is how you were when you were first born. This will be your divine essence of who you used to be. You're going to feel this wonderful presence come in. I'll count to 10 as it joins with you right now. Remember, these energies are on the creation light shift. This is how they're able to come down to you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. bring in one other energy. We'll bring in the energy of Jesus. This is the energy from the creation light ship, from his original spirit energy. And this is not the same that people pray to in churches. This is true spirit energy that came down here. Remember, those energies in the churches are in duality. So here he comes. So again, I'll increase the energy. Watch the light being on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Let Jesus stay with you for about a half an hour here. And again, just stay in your heart center if you can. Remember, the light only works in the now. And the light does not work with mind energy. It's only heart energy. So you must be heart connected to feel the presence of these divine energies that we brought in this evening. So stay in your heart. Our next show is this coming Friday. And instead of being on station one, we're now on station two. And it starts earlier than it has about a month ago, so it'll be the same time basically as this show, only it's 5 minutes earlier. So come on, if you wish, and we'll see you on Friday. So to say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and good night.